What's up, everybody? Oh my goodness. Who's on the chopping block? Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And thank you everybody for joining me. If you haven't already, please hit the thumbs up. Please follow this, share this, no matter how you're watching this. My name is Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com is the website. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, let's get with this first story. I have so much I want to talk to you about. But you know what? Let me first say this. I want to say thank you to all of the military personnel. Thank you so much for your dedication. I want to say thank you to all of those that have bled, died, and sweat for all of us so we can have our freedoms today. And I really want to make sure I say this because there's a lot of people on, you know, one side that don't even want to honor the military personnel. They don't like them. And, you know, who I'm talking about. But anyways, let's talk about the FBI. You know, the FBI, we've been talking about the FBI for, I guess, 2 years now. We've been talking about them repeatedly, off and on, about the corruption that's been taking place. You remember
Russia.
The Hunter Biden laptop. The countless working with the socialist media, the countless corruption that they've been doing. We've been seeing all of it taking place. And like I've been repeating, and I've been saying it so much, they don't care that we know. They don't care that we see the corruption. They could care less. As long as you get to do the corruption and no one can stop them, why not do it? Think about it. If you are the FBI and you can commit crimes and no one's going to arrest you for committing these crimes, why not do them? Why not do them? Think about it. But they arrest everybody else. Even if you do something that the left doesn't like, the FBI will arrest you. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a parent and you want to go to a school board meeting. And you want to stand up for your child because you don't want your child being taught all this, you know, CRT and its perversion. They label you as a domestic terrorist. The FBI starts monitoring you, right? Because you're a parent. But when the FBI actually get caught doing something, oh, that's fine. That's fine. No one's going to arrest us because we get to do it. We have an article. Can we put this article on the page? This is breaking as of today. This is breaking as of today. Just bring it up here. Look at this.
Yep.
Look at this. This is bizarre, is it not?
Yep. It says Republicans to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress over Biden document. It allegedly, the document describes a criminal scheme involving President Biden and a foreign National House Oversight Committee Chair Comer is taking steps to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress after the Bureau notified the panel it will not comply with its subpoena related to a possible criminal scheme involving then President Vice President Biden.
You have Congress, House representatives requesting information from the FBI. The FBI, the one organization that they answer to because they have the pocketbook, they answer to them and they're straight up saying, no, we're not going to give you the docs.
Yes, they have Wray, oversight
did you know,
over
did
Congress.
You, did you know what, Shannon? Did you know Christopher Wray was a registered Republican?
Really?
Yes. Christopher Wray. Because I was out there doing research, looking up Christopher Wray. I'm like, this dude, why is this dude? This dude is a registered Republican.
I don't believe it. I think it's just...
He's a rhino. This is what you call a classic rhino.
I think it's just to make it look like he's bipartisan and he's really not.
He's a classic rhino.
Listen to this, Will. If people are wondering what contempt of Congress is, it says contempt of Congress is when an individual intentionally interferes with congressional action. Congress has the power to restrain such individuals from interfering with its actions. This is called contempt. So my question is, if they do hold him in contempt, is there a way for them to get this document? Because listen, they have oversight over Congress. They are, I mean, over FBI. And they lawfully have a right to this document. So, Will, what is the only reason, the only possible reason why Ray would not give him this doc? There can only be one.
Well, we know why he doesn't want to give up the docs, because he's protecting the Biden crime family. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's if his name is in the docs as well for doing some of this criminal activity. Yeah, I mean, you really need to ask the question, like you just asked, why would he not give the documents over? What is he hiding? What is he wanting? What is he not wanting Congress to see?
Right, because if it proves he's innocent, that would be your motivation to hand it over,
hey,
right?
Here it is. Look at this, everybody. Here's the information.
Right.
Nothing to hide here. But nothing to hide here.
Yep. The only reason why
it's
is
almost
that
like this dude is willing, he's rather go to jail than give up the docs that Congress is asking for. He what, just rather give up the docs? Make it make sense. And then y'all remember James Comey? Y'all remember that dude? There would be no reasonable prosecutor would go after Hillary Rodham Clinton after she deleted 30,000 emails. No reasonable prosecutor would go after Hillary Rodham Clinton after she destroyed evidence that was subpoenaed. No reasonable prosecutor would go after her. No, not Hillary Clinton. You know what he was saying? No reasonable prosecutor would go after Hillary Clinton or the Clintons in general, because he might end up in the potty bag. I'm just saying. So reasonable thinking, you're like, yeah, you know, leave that one alone. That's the only thing it could be. Well, of course, you know, we have the Durham report all connected with the FBI. All of the stuff, the FBI spying on President Trump. Remember?
Russia.
Spying on President Trump. The whole fake dossier. And then Comey, during the 2016, he did his corruption. And now he's trying to say, well, the Durham report, there's nothing new there. Well, you know what's in the Durham report that none of them are talking about? Go ahead and do split screen. You know what's in the Durham report that none of them are talking about? Guess what? Obama is in the Durham report as of knowing that they were actually spying on President Trump. That's not something. Well, look, I've been saying it all along. They kept denying that Obama knew anything about it. So they won't even acknowledge. And they're either it's two things. Either they knew Obama knew, or they're being willfully ignorant still, trying to act like Obama didn't know when it's in the Durham report. But listen to Comey. After all of this time, Comey decides to come out there and say and open up his pie hole, trying to act like he's innocent in all of this. I did nothing wrong in 2016. Of course, I could have done some things differently, but he didn't do anything wrong. Listen to what he says.
People in law enforcement, which matters.
So as for the Durham report, 300 pages, 4 years investigating the investigators. One of the things that did come out of it was that procedures, regular FBI procedures were ignored, that steps were missed along the way in this investigation. In fact, Director Ray said when the report came out, yeah, we acknowledged that a couple of years ago and we've changed all that. Those changes are already in place. Do you acknowledge perhaps that some mistakes were made along the way?
Oh, definitely. And they were found 4 years ago by the Inspector General. So there's nothing new in this new document.
What were some of those mistakes from your point of view?
Oh, that the FBI didn't communicate clearly the status of certain sources. They didn't double check certain information before putting it in a court application for a foreign intelligence wiretap, and a bunch of others.
And so do you believe now, as some of these politicians call for defunding of the FBI, that that has been corrected and that now the procedures are in place to avoid those kind of mistakes in the future?
Now, let me stop it there. You hear him? They put stuff in place to avoid it from happening in the future. They said, the FBI said, and I talked about this last week, the FBI put out a statement saying that they made corrections after the 2016. They made corrections. But the only thing that they tried to correct, and they failed miserably at it, is trying to hide their corruption. That's the only thing. Because they continue down the path of the corruption. The Hunter Biden laptop is right there. Them going to big tech companies right there says it all. They didn't do anything different. They doubled down. They tried to hide it even more. That's the only change. It's kind of like the change, like the Republicans became all of a sudden the Democrats, the Klan members, when that never actually happened either. There was never a switch. It never changed. The Democrat Party is still the same Democrat Party.
I think so. But in complex investigations, there's always going to be mistakes. It doesn't mean the FBI is incompetent, honest, and independent.
So, Director, with some...
Yes, they are incompetent. No, they're not honest. And they're only independent when it comes to helping the left. Joe Biden, Biden crime family. We just talked, looked at it. Christopher Wray, right now, he's siding with the Biden crime family. He refuses to give up the information that they're looking for. Somebody's hiding something. And you know what? If this was the other way around, and he and the Democrats were requesting information about the FBI, about so-called, you know, how they constantly say Trump's crime family. If it was the other way around, they would put him in jail. He wouldn't even be walking free right now. They would automatically put it out there to arrest him. Somebody would arrest him. But see, he's the director of the FBI. Joe Biden's not going to do it. So who's going to do it? Maybe they get the sergeant at arms to do it. Sergeant at arms. I guess that's the only one can do it. Right? Those of you that know better than me, who's going to do it? The sergeant at arms? Doesn't the sergeant at arms actually answer to the House Speaker? But McCarthy, you think he's going to do it? I mean, we're going to talk about McCarthy here in just a second.
Distance now from your time there with that investigation and everything that came into that 2016 election. Are there things that you wish you had done differently?
Oh, plenty. I mean, plenty of small things. In the main, I think the FBI did it in the right way during a very difficult time in 2016.
So the attacks have obviously been unrelenting from former.
So the attacks, right, been unrelenting against former President Trump. You can get off the screen. Of course, they always go back to President Trump because that's what all of this is about. I mean, all of this is about President Trump, about them trying to discredit President Trump, about how they can try to find some kind of way to prevent President Trump. They tried to prevent him in 2016, 2020, now 2024. They're going to do everything they can. It's like everything matters about President Trump. Have y'all seen the meme where it's two females laying down? And one female says, stop talking about Trump. And the other female screaming, I can't. I mean, I've never known someone to live rent-free in somebody's mind other than the way President Trump lives rent-free in their heads. I mean, my goodness, people, this is like so bizarre. And you know the reason why they hate President Trump so much? They don't really necessarily hate President Trump because he did wonderful things for America, because their pocketbooks were fat, because their 401k was looking better, because they had jobs, more people were working, the economy was booming, more women were starting businesses. No, that's not the actual reason why they hate him. It's part of the reason why they hate him. But they mainly hate President Trump because he woke up you. You can't have that. You can't have someone of the freedom, the leader of the free world actually waking up people. That is a huge negative. Someone who's actually going against the establishment, that is a huge negative. Just think about it. Of course, they hated President Trump because he was doing stuff for black people.
People of color.
They hate him for that. They really do. But they hate him more because he was actually waking up people. And then, of course, the elites, they hate it, right? The elites, they got black people and other people to hate President Trump because President Trump was helping people. He told people America first. So they put this whole thing out there in society to get everyone to believe that Trump is bad. Trump is racist. Trump is a misogynist. Trump is everything you could think of, xenophobic, homophobic, everything, right? It's just that President Trump is all of these things. And they do that on purpose. There's a video floating around right now where President Trump was at, you know, one of those, like, what do they call them, corresponding dinners or whatever it is. You know, they have the dinner and they kind of like roast on each other and they talk about each other. And President Trump was up there. I think this must have been the first term, right? Because Chucky Ducky Schumer was there. The first year, right? And Chucky Ducky Schumer, and he's talking about Chuck Schumer, said, you know, Chuck Schumer used to like me. He said, matter of fact, and I'm paraphrasing here, Chuck Schumer used to love President Trump. All of them, the Democrats used to love President Trump. This President Trump saying this at this dinner. And he said they hated me after I ran for president as a Republican. You see, President Trump acknowledged that he used to be a Democrat, but then he woke up, saw the light, and saw who was actually doing all the dirt. It's actually the Democrats doing the dirt. Because everyone was duped for the most part by the Democrats, thinking that the Democrats were, you know, for minorities, black people, women, you know, the small man, which is not true at all. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the man who might be on the chopping block. Who was that? Kevin McCarthy. Let's do split screen here. Kevin McCarthy. So after all of the talk, after the 100 days of we've been wanting to sit down with Joe Biden, we've been trying to sit down with Joe Biden, we've been doing it, Joe been telling us no. All of this time, so he waits until Memorial Day and then this caves in to Joe Biden. Joe Biden over the weekend came out and said that we didn't have to give up anything. Kevin McCarthy did what the typical Rhino Republican does. They bend over for us and give us whatever it is that we want. And that's exactly what McCarthy did. But McCarthy is here talking about how the Republicans were under President Trump. McCarthy said the Republicans had control under President Trump, both the House and the Senate, and they didn't do any cuts. They raised it. So he's telling Republicans, stop your complaining that I gave Joe Biden everything that he wanted. Listen to him.
I understand people get upset about walking through a debt ceiling, but this is a House, a Senate, and a presidency. I think when you read the Wall Street Journal, you read the New York Post, you sit back and listen to a lot of economists, they'll say, this is the strongest debt ceiling we ever had. And if I compare it to when Republicans were in the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they didn't cut anything. They just added more money. Can you
listen to that? So basically, he's saying, shut up, Republicans. Shut up, you stinking Republicans. So what? I gave Joe Biden everything that he wanted. You had the majority then. You didn't do anything. So shut up. Listen to him. That's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. But now here it is. They have the opportunity to correct it then. What does he do? He gives Joe Biden and the Democrats exactly what they've been wanting. They're so happy right now. They're giddy. There's Democrats that's rallying behind Kevin McCarthy. And that's why I've constantly called him sometimes McCarthy. Sometimes he's with the Republicans. Most of the time, he's with the Democrats. This is a prime example of it. The Republicans are pushing back, though. The true Republicans, they're actually pushing back. And right now, the Republicans are rallying, saying, do not pass this. Do not pass it. Listen to Donalds as he comes out and talks about this. This is very bad. And see, they pass this, it's going to hurt Republicans come 2024. You hear what I'm telling you? And they know this. If they pass this, it's going to hurt them because we're not going to forget. We're not going to forget. McCarthy doesn't care. He's giving the Democrats what they want. That's what the Rhino Republicans do. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, remember Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Mittens Romney. They give the Democrats what they want. How they stay there, I don't know, but they do. Except for, you know, Liz Cheney, she's gone. She's making her sole purpose right now to go after Trump, but she's gone. But listen to this.
So first things first, to the American people, Washington is doing it again. While you were celebrating Memorial Day, all of our men and women who gave their lives for this great nation, and you were spending time with your family and your friends, this town was cutting another crap deal that's going to put you more in debt with no real changes whatsoever. So the American people need to understand full and well, do not listen to the talking points. Do not listen to the cool phrases that are being thrown out in commercials on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because Washington is lying again. This bill has no cap in raising the debt, just a date in the future. We have no idea what that number is going to look like. Some people are saying $4 trillion. Some people are saying $3.5 trillion. This bill in year one might cut $12 billion if you just want to be generous. So who here thinks it's cool to cut $12 billion in exchange for $4 trillion? I don't think that's cool at all.
I sure don't think it's cool. But McCarthy going, well, we're cutting something. We're cutting something, everybody. Stop complaining, Donald. We're cutting something. Right? Who cares? There's going to be $4 trillion added to it, but we're cutting something. McCarthy even went along with the whole student loan crap. Wasn't that in the article too, Shannon, where they talked about the student loans? McCarthy went along with that.
Yeah, they said it was because they were trying to stop it, and they said they're setting it aside for right now.
Oh, so they're going to set that part aside for right now.
Yeah, they're not blocking it right now.
They're not blocking it right now.
But you know what? This is powerful by Donald's because Donald's was all about this. He ran the circuit. Mm-hmm. He was going on MSNBC, CNN. He was doing Face the Nation talking about how great this plan was. And then I think McCarthy literally blindsided him with a terrible, terrible deal. And he's coming out strong, speaking out about it. I think this is really going to hurt McCarthy. Yeah. I think his job is on the line now.
Yeah, after all this time, 100 days, right? 100 days after all this time, and then all of a sudden, he just folds. It doesn't make it. Well, you know what? That's the typical Republican. That's the Republican I don't like. McCarthy, that's the typical. So we shouldn't be surprised. We don't like it, but we shouldn't be surprised because that's what they do. And that's the type of Republican that the Democrats like, ones that cave in.
This bill actually keeps the Biden baseline intact for the federal agencies. The Republicans in Congress have been saying for months that we need to get back to pre-COVID spending levels. Yes. This bill canonizes post-COVID spending levels brought to us by Joe Biden and the Democrats. This bill keeps all of Joe Biden's policy, all of Joe Biden's spending intact. This bill does nothing for the Green New Deal subsidies that are going to cripple our electric grid. So when Americans are trying to figure out that they went and bought this electric car that they were subsidized to buy, but when they plug it in, there's not enough electricity on the grid, that is because Washington subsidized all these Green New Deal projects and nobody stood up to it except for people standing behind me right now.
Shannon, do you see McCarthy back there?
Of course not.
I'm looking. I don't see him. Maybe I need to clean my glasses because I don't see McCarthy back there. Anybody else see him? Of course not. Of course, you don't see Lindsey Graham either. You don't see Mitch McConnell either. Mitch McConnell sent it, but Lindsey Graham. But still, they wouldn't stand behind him because they'll give the Democrats everything that they want. This is the problem with America. And this is the reason why America's in the situation, the predicament that it's in right now, because you have weak in the knee, no backbone, spineless Republicans giving Democrats everything that they want. Am I wrong?
To my Republican colleagues, do not vote for this bill. I'm telling you right now, your voters back home are going to look at you and say, why did you vote for a bill that keeps all of Joe Biden's policy in place?
Booyah! That's exactly what I was saying. That's exactly what I was saying. It keeps everything. It gives them exactly what they wanted. 100%.
And all you did was raise the debt ceiling. They're going to tell you, why did you not stand up and demand that they go back to the table and renegotiate this deal? These negotiations happened. Listen, in negotiations, you go through it, you figure out what comes out the other side. But now it's time for the Republican members of Congress to weigh in on these negotiations. That is why I am a no. That is why the men and women behind me are no's. That is why more and more Republicans, as they read this bill, they are no's. And I will add this last thing. It's funny that the White House's talking points are very cheery. That the White House is telling Democrats, have crocodile tears, but vote for the bill. It's funny that you have 100 Democrats who are now greenlighting, they will vote for this bill. You know why they're going to do that? Because none of their policy is changed and they get to keep all of their spending.
Yep.
And last but not least, if we were going to do something constructive for the country, if Joe Biden didn't want to get rid of his crazy Green New Deal spending, the least we could have done is secure the southern border.
Yes, hear, hear.
And we didn't do that either. To my Republican colleagues, vote no. Vote no and do the right thing.
Vote no and do the right thing.
Well, you know what? When they first came out with the announcement that they had a debt ceiling deal, McCarthy literally came out and said, we got a deal. We're not going to talk about it right now because, you know, I need to tell everybody what the deal is first, right?
Right.
But Biden came out celebrating and he said to his people, listen, don't get upset.
We didn't have to do anything. I didn't give up anything.
Exactly. He was bragging.
He was singing it from the basement.
Yep. He was saying, I didn't have to give up anything, everybody.
McCarthy did what I wanted him to do.
Yeah. And me and you were like,
he did it. Look at me. Ha ha ha.
We're like, okay, what's in this deal exactly? Because Biden's happy. McCarthy's not saying anything. What's happening?
Right.
And now we know.
Every time, look, people, if Joe Biden is happy, then we're screwed. I mean, think about it. It's like that, you know, that conflict that's happening overseas right now. When you have Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Jerry Nadler, pencil neck, you know, all the communists you can think of all saying, yes, send millions of dollars to the conflict overseas. Mm-hmm. You need to be questioning it. Now, I'm all for supporting and helping people. But when you have these people that are totally corrupt and totally evil saying we need to pour money into a conflict, you should be questioning it. And if you're not questioning, there's something wrong. There's something really wrong. Look, This and we talked about the debt. I mean, either we're going to get a grow pair and we're going to do the right thing here, because eventually at some point, this debt that's increasing is going to become a problem for the United States of America. A worse problem if we don't deal with it now. It's going to become a worse problem. I mean, we can't keep doing this, keep kicking this can down the road. And it's a really big can. And it's really light, but it's big. Well, I guess it's a heavy can, but they keep kicking it. Listen to this. Listen to this from this congressman as he's talking about this.
But maybe worse. You know, in Washington, I thought the least present quality was courage. But I'm afraid truth tops that. This bill, as others have given you detail on, is chock full of cosmetic things, yes. Artificial things, things that actually have been outright lied about, misstated, like the change to IRS funding. In every supposed get for the Republicans, they are chock full of cosmetics. But the hard and cold reality, and again, there's not a member here who can tell you exactly what the increase in the debt will be. We just know the timing that it has been moved out. People said, actually, Kevin McCarthy said the Democrats didn't get anything in this bill. Who do you think wanted the maximum length extension of the debt ceiling and to make it undefined so nobody can pin it down? It may be $6 trillion. I always think it's useful to say, do you know what a trillion is? Do the American people even, are they capable of evaluating? You know what a trillion is? Somebody told me, I think it's about right, is a trillion is $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. So at $31.4 trillion, you're talking about every one of us walking around with a $250,000 extra mortgage. $4 trillion more will take that up $32,000 over the course of 2 years.
Wow.
And what does the device of 2 years do? It removes the issue from the national conversation during the presidential election to come. How could you more successfully kneecap any Republican president than to take that issue out of his or her hands?
Listen.
That's what's being done.
Listen.
So now let me tell you what has to happen from this point forward. Every one of the people standing here are those people who had the courage and were prepared to be the truthful ones to stand up in January and contest the speaker election in order to get that agreement that unified the Republicans, that allowed the Republicans to pass a bill with 218 votes when they told us we could never do it.
You know what? And that's the thing right there. It's like finally the Republicans are actually starting to become unified. The Republicans are actually standing up. They like push out. And the reason being is because they push out a lot of rhinos. That's the reason why Mitch McConnell did not allow the Republicans to take the Senate, because he wanted to make sure that the rhinos had their position there. He would rather lose the Senate than give it to MAGA Republicans. That's what it was all about. But now that a lot of true Republicans, Republicans that love America, are in the House, that's the reason why they look unified. That's the reason why that is happening. And they purposely did this. McCarthy knows exactly what he's doing. McCarthy just didn't do this out of the whim. He did this on purpose. After he came out for all these days, some of 100 days, and then he just caves this way. What changed within the past 36 hours? Or I guess in this case now, 72 hours, right? What changed before then? What changed right before the weekend? What changed? Did Joe Biden call him and say, look, I'll let you come over here and, you know, have some fun with Hunter? What changed? I don't know. It's all speculation at this point. McCarthy, I think McCarthy should be out. Let's go full screen. I think McCarthy should be out. You can remove this from the screen. McCarthy should be out. And I want to share something else with y'all, because during that press conference, a reporter asked, because you know it's on the table for them to get rid of McCarthy. Now, the thing is, the question is not, what are you going to do about this bill? Because we expect, or at least I do, we expect you to fight this. We expect you to do the right thing. That should go without questioning. The question here, split screen, the question here is, what are you going to do about McCarthy? Because if he did it this time and y'all let it slide, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. But listen to this reporter ask about McCarthy.
Thank you, Chairman Perry. Jackson Richmond, Epoch Times. Were the bill to go forward, would you file a motion to vacate the chair?
Look, we are focused. I'll let each member speak for themselves. But for me, I am focused on defeating this bill. What happens post that and the agreements that we have, we will decide once we've determined the disposition of this bill and its finality. Yes, ma'am.
Did y'all catch that? Okay, that's expected of you. We expect you to do that. Okay? And see, this is what I don't like. He probably don't want to say it publicly, and I get it. See, that's why I can't be a politician, because I say, you know what? We're most definitely going to look into that. That's all. I'll leave it at that. We're going to look into it. I would leave it at least say that. Right? Because the obvious, I mean, he said the obvious. What we expect him to say. At least I expect him to say it. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Hey, before I play this video, let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Can I tell you about Mammoth Nation? This is something that I've started doing myself.
I don't think people are hearing you talk about Mammoth Nation, Will.
Really? Why not? Is my audio down? Is my audio down? It should be good. Should be good. Let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is one of the largest conservative online shopping you can do right now. Go full screen for me. Go full screen. Because look at this. MammothNation.com. They have so many different things on this website that you can take advantage of. So many things. Because think about it. Come back, split screen for me now. Think about this. You got Target.
You're making me dizzy.
You got Target. And now you have Kohl's getting into the woke game. But like, you got all of these woke companies, but here's a woke company that actually sells American products. They make American products. Well, I don't know. They don't make them, but they connected with American companies that are not woke and are selling them here.
Right. Yeah. And so you get 30% off with the link down below.
And yeah, so there's a link in the description of this video on Real Rumble. And you get Mammoth Nation. You get 30% off your membership.
Right, which will make, for a year, only $20, which, guys, if you're taking vacations, I've gone through this. There's some great discounts, literally up to 70% off of hotels. That's great, right? And these are all companies that are supporting America. So pay that $20, shop. You can see all these different companies are giving discounts just for you using the even makeup, the wines, meats,
It's so much on there.
I mean, there is.
They have gun accessories on here, people. And I know you need to get your gun accessories right now. When the government tells you you can't buy weapons, you need to buy weapons. Okay, and let's get on with this next story here. Oh, my goodness. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Are you ready to be triggered? Are you ready to be triggered? Listen to this demonic woman. This is an ignorant, stupid, demonic black woman. This is the reason why I can't say this on Facebook or YouTube, because calling out the black ignorant woman, you can't do it. How dare you? You're going against community standards, calling this actually black ignorant woman ignorant. You can't do it. Listen to what she says. You tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's not an ignorant black woman. What do you think?
It's truly amazing to me how fast the narrative changes. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. White women are one of the most dangerous groups in the United States and abroad.
Here it is. So, Shannon, for those of you that don't know, my producer, and I talked about this on the LFA channel too. My producer, she's white. I've known her for years. And I had no idea that she was the problem all this time. She's the problem, right? Think about it.
No, that's not right.
According to her, you're the problem. Abroad even, right? Listen, it gets better.
At this point, we've pretty much all seen the video of the city bike incident between the black guy and the white woman. The black guy claimed that he bought the bike. The white woman claimed that she bought the bike. It was a tug of war match. But notice how white people were laying in wait for some little nugget of information that was going to absolve this white woman of taking accountability for the harm that she put these boys in.
You hear this? You notice how the white people were all waiting for a little nugget of information to find out that
harm?
She was innocent, then the black boys were not. I talked about this before. I talked about this earlier. This is exactly it. White people just don't jump the gun. Oh my goodness, look what they're doing to this white lady. Jump the gun. Now, Democrats used to do it back in the day, ask Emmett Till. Ask him. Right? White Democrats used to jump like that. But they wouldn't just destroy stuff, they would kill people. What she's saying is that white people today saw the story with the pregnant female getting on her bike that she paid for. They said that the white people wanted to wait for information to see if she was actually innocent or not. So guess what? Rational thinking people go like, well, let's find out. Let's get the actual proof here. Let's get the truth to the matter. Come to find out, she had the receipt for the bike. She was not in the wrong. She was in the right. This ignorant black woman here is trying to tell everybody just because she was in the right doesn't mean she was right. The black people, the black thugs that were in the wrong, they're in the right. See, this is a classic example of what was once considered good is now considered bad.
Yeah, well, they automatically assume because she was white, she was wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like backwards. And here's the thing. She even lost her job.
She lost her job because
I'm not sure she's been reinstated, but at the time
she should. You know what? If I was her, I would sue them out the wazoo and just collect the money and bounce and not go back there, because that was terrible. That's what I would do.
Someone said, I'm half white. I'm at war with myself. That's what Cindy said in the chat.
You ain't black.
So listen.
Well, I'm at 100% war with myself, apparently.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and again, you know, you get these black people, these black thugs commit these crimes, and then they create statues for them. George Floyd, anybody? I mentioned this earlier, too. I'm just waiting for them to create the statue of Nelly. You remember the guy, the fake Michael Jackson dude, terrorizing everybody on the subway? I'm waiting for them to make a statue of him. They do this with all the black thug criminals.
Whiteness is a cult, and they will always come to the defense of their cult members. This evidence that people are now getting on here to push to say that this white woman is innocent actually doesn't prove anything at all. But it does prove the length.
It proved that she was right. She was innocent. It proved these black thugs were trying to take a bike that they didn't even pay for. Right. And to my understanding, they said that the bikes are like $4,000 each. So she would have had to come out of $4,000 because they wouldn't have to return the bike. The bike would just be gone. $4,000. She would have to pay for it and they'd be riding it.
That some of y'all will go to protect white women. it's wild to me how people still see black people as one of the most violent groups.
You know why? Because black people make up 13%, sorry, less, but what I guess 13.1% of the population. Black people commit 56% of the most violent crimes in the United States of America. Black males only make up 6% of the 13%, and they're the ones committing the most violent crimes in the United States of America. What do you think people are going to think?
When actually the most violent among us has the inability to hold their community members accountable for the ways in which they harm other people. You know who you are.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's not even factual what she's saying.
None of it is.
This is how Shannon feels.
Let me hear you say it. Will, say that. Say Will.
Will.
That was an ignorant black woman. Come on.
Well, she's ignorant. It's not because she's black. It's because she's just ignorant. There's plenty of people that are white that are ignorant, too.
That is true. But see, that's the problem. True. But that's, you know what? No, I want you to say it. Because, see, it's racist if you say it, right? It's an ignorant black woman. Say it. And she was white. She's an ignorant white woman. I've seen some of them, too. Well, she's an ignorant black
woman.
She
is ignorant. She happens to be black. Yeah. So that is true.
It's not that color has anything to do with it. Color doesn't make one ignorant. The mindset does, right?
But
I only call it out because, you know, the left, if there are any trolls on here and you hate to see me saying it, ignorant black woman.
But you know what, Will? Biden says that if you are black, you are ignorant. They're
saying you ain't black.
They don't know how to use laptops.
I don't know how to get to the DMV.
They don't know where to go to the DMV. I don't know.
You know, I'm too stupid to get a driver license. You know, I just can't do it. I'm too stupid. For everyone that don't know, like you're looking at the screen right now, you see this my studio here, the setup, got the lights, they got the monitor, and the monitor's right there, the switcher, and all of that.
I did it because I'm white.
Just kidding. I connected every single wire, every single thing in here, right? I made all of this work, making it all come together. I have a little iPad right here that I can connect to the system. I'm making it all work. But I don't know how to find a DMV. I don't know how to turn the computer on.
I don't know how to use the internet.
If I have to figure out whether to vote for Trump or Biden,
you ain't black,
right? I mean, that's so insulting, and a lot of stupid black people. And that's where I say this, they run it right out there. Well, let me play this for you. You know who Dr. Phil is, right, Shannon? Dr. Phil is, right? Listen to this. It's because this is a group of women going on there trying to tell white women that they can't cry when they have these meetings. And they say they created this program to teach white women how not to be racist. You can't make this stuff up, people.
I posted about it on Facebook. It went viral. And Regina and I thought to ourselves, you know, we're educating white women for free. We might as well get paid, which, my God, you would think that we've like asked people to give us their kidneys, that we're paying for this, asking people to pay for this work. But that's what started. It was February of 2019.
So they did all that, right?
Well, wait, you have to explain what they did. These two women.
I did. They started a program where they're teaching white women how not to be racist.
Yeah, they would have dinners.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people have seen the videos where they literally tell the white people that they're racist.
Yeah.
Which is pretty mocking.
Mm-hmm. That's your interpretation.
It is.
Yeah. In this part right here, they're actually talking about crying. I know I'm kind of skipping
through. Yeah, why are you skipping through it?
Because there's something else I really want to get to that's a little bit more important.
So you commented on Ambrosia and essentially mocked her crying.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mock her. I just pointed out that she cried.
Well, what's wrong?
No, actually, you didn't. You actually kind of mocked her. You said, you mentioned crying as she did, which is pretty mocking.
That's your interpretation.
It is.
Well, yeah, Dr. Phil, we the only rule we have at dinner is that you cannot cry.
Well, you have to go in the other room.
You have to. And we all know why. Because white women tears, it shifts the whole conversation from what you're trying to engage in to, oh, poor so-and-so, ain't it awful? They made her feel bad.
Yeah.
Y'all hear that? You hear that? So It's okay. So what happens when black women cry? Oh, they're oppressed. So that's okay. Black women are oppressed. Black people are oppressed. So they get to cry. And it's actually valid. It's okay because they're being oppressed. They get to cry. They get to cry. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
The way you say it. They get to cry.
Yeah, they get to cry because they're oppressed. White people can't be because they're the oppressors.
You know what, Will?
See, I get to talk about this because this is the stupidity that they've been pushing.
Yeah, it literally is. They're in this room and these women literally are racist. They're telling these white women what terrible, horrible people are. They're telling them they can't cry. They're like establishing this authority over them. And they're saying that the white people are racist. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so maddening. I would be furious.
So, Shannon, are you racist?
No.
What? You know, that's the whole point. When you say that you're not, that you are. Well, it's like you're screwed.
There's a lot of black people that are racist too, and they don't want to admit that they're literally, those women are racist, saying that, you know, it's the white people are a problem, that they're terrible, they're a terrible race. They're literally condemning the whole white race and saying what a terrible race they are. They don't even know these people.
Exactly, exactly. Well, let me show you this ad campaign. This was an ad campaign. And you see the Democrats attacking a black man.
Yeah, you see the donkey on the.
Yeah, look, everybody, look. This is the most accurate ad campaign created in my lifetime.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense. That no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic in all 30 rounds.
You know, I don't know if he actually made it or not. I should actually look it up. This was the ad campaign for the 2022, but I thought it was pretty powerful. Okay, let me get to this next one because this is where I wanted to. This is kind of another story I want to get to because y'all heard. I know you have Target, and now you have Kohl's getting into the mix. This one is a video on Kohl's where Kohl's, they didn't have it in the front store, so they moved it all to the back. You know, they say put it in the back. Pun not intended. But watch this. This is how Kohl's right now.
And Disney like forbade it, and they were like, "We have no part of this." How times have changed, huh? Now, at this point, I'm like, well, maybe this is adult stuff. I don't know. And now I see that. No, this is kid stuff. And all this stuff that we're going to see in here.
I don't know. There's some men that probably love to put that on. I'm just saying.
There's kid sizes of everything. But I was like, maybe there won't be like toddlers and onesies and stuff. But looks like we're getting into small kids there. Just have, but wait a minute. There's a... what is that one? 12 months right there. There's a onesie. So yeah, just like Target, all the confused babies and toddlers in your life can have a shopping day at Kohl's.
Yeah. Look at that perversion. Look at the perversion. Well, you know what? There's an answer to it. There's an answer to this perversion. And this is it right here. I want to show this to y'all. Have y'all seen this? Oh, let me see. What did I do? Right here. Have y'all seen this? This is a video that has been, I saw it on Twitter, and at least on Twitter, had over 3 million views the last time I looked at it. And it's actually on the Apple iTunes chart at number one. It actually bumped Shannon's girl, Taylor Swift.
I can't stand Taylor Swift. Don't say that.
That's why I said it. It actually bumped her down. So Taylor Swift is probably highly upset, too. Oh, she's probably angry about this. Okay, I want to make this full screen. And I'm going to play this for y'all because this is actually really good. And you know what? I like the whole thing, but the last gentleman with the big beard, I really, 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 really like his time. But the whole thing is nice. For those of you that have not seen this or heard this, you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah, yeah. Attention all shoppers, attention all shoppers. Yeah, yeah. There's a cleanup on every aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
Target is targeting your kids.
Yeah. They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target
kids. You know the target's that wrong, trying to play with these kids. It's the mayor of Magaville, I'm preaching again. You know the LGBTQ done went too far. You know they cutting these kids, they leaving trannies with scars. Why they pushing the gender, promoting sexual genders? I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. You think that gay shit gon' get you paid? Yeah, we gon' see. It's Mar-a-Lago 2024, we trumpet, baby.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target kids.
Heard the news story, target, targeting kids. They going after our youth, and yeah, they do it like this. If you ain't mad yet, well, then you better be pissed. Let's protest until they close, and they ain't gonna be missed. Why they got pride shirts in the kids' clothing section? Why they trying to mess with the kids and give misconceptions? They manipulating minds and making evil impressions. Got the boys tucking out by time they teens got depression.
We need to clean up on every island inside this door. Satan resides, wash it with the blood of Christ. It's needed here, so don't think twice. They deal with a Satanist. We all know this is the end. God is coming for revenge. Target is targeting.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my best. This agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they targeting. Target, target, yeah, they target kids.
Come on, come on. I'm surprised Apple hasn't removed it yet. I'm just really, just, what? Number one, and they haven't removed it? You have to admit, that's a really good song. Some people don't like hip hop, but you have to admit, the message, the deliverance was spot on. Was spot on. See, I used to be deep into hip hop. Not so deep, you know, with the craziness stuff, but I used to be deep into hip hop. Pretty deep. But the hip hop today, that's the only type of hip hop I can listen to. The one that has a positive message like that. I don't like the one where they're denigrating women and the drugs and, the, you know, all the crap that they put in there. That one is good. That one is good. Okay. It's so bad with the left when it comes to the children and the targeting. They're trying to say that we're terrorists now. You know how parents show up. They try to say that we're terrorists when we show up to school boards and et cetera, et cetera. Listen to this one. Now they're saying that it's economic terrorism for showing up and bringing awareness to this.
When Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation, you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism.
You hear this? He's saying it's economic terrorism. So again, they call us all terrorists, no matter what it is, and it's supposed to just stick. So what about when they attack, when they targeted Chick-fil-A? What about when they targeted Hobby Lobby? What about when they target conservatives when they find out where they work to get them fired? What about when they did that? Is that not terrorism? What about Brett Kavanaugh when they target Supreme Court justices? Clarence Thomas, is that not terrorism? No, no, that's social justice.
Literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want, not sell the things you don't. So,
yeah, you see that? Well, hey, we're at the end. I want to say thank you again to Red Dragon. Thank you so much for that Rumble Rant blessing. Thank you so much, everybody. Every bit of the Rumble Rants go in to help and produce my producer. I mean, I give all the money directly to my producer and my switchboard operator. Please, if you find it in your heart to help me out, bless me to continue moving forward, right? So I don't have to keep giving them pennies. Please help me out. If God puts it on your heart, it really makes a difference. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, I got one more I want to squeeze in. Look at this. This is Disney. They try to say that they don't groom children, but this is at Disney. Look at it. It's a grown man, full on mustache.
You want to make all your selection.
Look at him, full on mustache.
For the day.
$250 for a dress. $250 for a dress. My goodness. All right, we can get off the screen. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. God bless you. Thank you so much again for hitting the thumbs up on this video. When you hit the thumbs up, it helps out with the algorithms. It pushes the video up. Please help me out. Also, hit the share button on here. Hit the share button. I think it's right down there. Hit the share button for me. I would greatly appreciate it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.